Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 21 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Our title today is Living Out Your Biblical Responsibility. Psalm 78 verse 4 says, "We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might, and the wonders that He has done." Our text today is Joshua 4:19 through 24. It reads, "The people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and they encamped at Gilgal, on the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones, which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up at Gilgal. And he said to the people of Israel, 'When your children ask their fathers in times to come, what did these stones mean? Then you shall let your children know, Israel passed over the Jordan on dry ground. For your Lord, your God, dried up the waters of the Jordan for you until you passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up for us until we passed over, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever.'" Every follower of Jesus Christ has a biblical duty to tell the next generation of the miraculous works of God. Neither God nor the Bible has changed. They both remain the same. Each generation must teach biblical truths to the following generation, or the consequences will be tragic. If the next generation is biblically illiterate, it will be because we did not teach them God's word. If the generation that follows us doubts God, it will be because we were silent about His power. In Psalm 145:4, David declared, "One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts." If we don't praise His works ourselves and share His mighty acts with others, how will those who follow us ever follow Jesus? When the nation of Israel got to Gilgal, they set up the 12 stones from the Jordan River as a memorial to God's mighty act of salvation. According to Joshua 4:19 through 24, those memorial stones serve two major purposes. First, the stones were placed in Gilgal to be a conversation starter between parents and children. When the children of future generations saw the stones, they would ask what they meant. When they asked the question, parents would have an open door to tell them about God's awesome power and their miraculous deliverance. The second purpose of the stones was to display God's power to every person on earth. These stones would tell a story down through the ages that would cause people everywhere to fear God. The generation that had just passed over the Jordan River knew the royal law. It is referred to as the Shema. Their parents and grandparents were given this law by God. This law was placed in small boxes and tied to their foreheads and hands. It went with God's people wherever they went. This law was passed down to them by Moses and recorded in the book of the Bible that preceded Joshua. Deuteronomy 6:4-15 reads, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I commanded you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And when the Lord your God brings you into the land that He swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you, with great and good cities that you did not build, and houses full of all good things that you did not fill, and cisterns that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant. And when you eat and are full, then take care lest you forget the Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. It is the Lord your God you shall fear. Him you shall serve, and by his name you shall swear. You shall not go after other gods, the gods of the peoples who are around you. For the Lord your God in your midst is a jealous God, lest the anger of the Lord your God be kindled against you, and he destroyed you from off the face of the earth. We are always one generation away from living in a world that has no faith in God. The greatest detriment to the cause of Christ is parents who say they believe in Christ but do not pass down the message of Christ to their children. Living out our biblical responsibility means commending God's works to the next generation and diligently teaching God's commands to our children. Questions. What are some things we can do to commend God's work to the next generation? In what ways are you personally teaching God's word to the generation that follows yours? Are you living up to and living out your spiritual responsibility? Make a list of the major miracles God has done in your life. You could call them your spiritual memorial stones. Share them over the next several weeks with those whom God placed under your leadership. Reread Joshua 4:19-24, Psalm 145:4, and Deuteronomy 6:4-14. To keep your focus on your biblical responsibility. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your word, and thank you for teaching us how to convey your word to the next generation. I pray that as we have read today, that you would be inspiring us to better teach future generations how to follow you, and teach them about the ways that you have shown up in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.